Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to all of you on this blessed Sabbath, October 29, 2016. This is lesson 202, chapter 43, entitled Barriers Broken Down, part 2. Our opening hymn to today's study is number 286 from the hymn book entitled Wonderful Words of Life. Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Oft pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to us wonderful words of life. Sinner, lift to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Oh, so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, Babala.
I start having a prayer, and I hope that I work with the at school, and I hope that everyone will start having some good choices this way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the brethren that are coming in. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 25, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled Barriers Broken Down in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
The woman was a Greek, a
Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter.
But Jesus said unto her, "Let the children first be healed of well, it is not him meet to take the children's bread and to cast
it. She knows how to read.
Cast it
onto
the dogs.
And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.
And he said unto her, For this same go thy way, the devil's gone out of thy daughter.
And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed.
He answered and said,
It is not me.
Meet
to take the children's bread and
cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, if the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So today we will cover pages 400 to 401. If anyone of the Dare family would like to take the first paragraph, go below.
Desire of Ages, page 400. But although Jesus did not reply, the woman did not lose faith. As he passed on, as if not hearing her, she followed him, continuing her supplications. Annoyed by her importunities, the disciples asked Jesus to send her away. They saw that their master treated her with indifference, and they therefore supposed that the prejudice of the Jews against the Canaanites was pleasing to him. On the other side, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Next slide, please. But he was a pitying Savior to whom the woman made her plea. And in answer to the request of the disciples, Jesus said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Although this answer appeared to be in accordance with the prejudice of the Jews, it was an implied rebuke to the disciples, which they afterward understood as reminding them of what he had often told them, that he came to the world to save all who would accept him. And that is paragraph 3 of the same page. And on the other side, but he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 15, verse 24. Amen.
Hello. Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls and mommies and daddies. How did the Canaanite woman show she didn't lose faith although Jesus did not reply? And why did the disciple who were annoyed by her impunity, ask Jesus to send her away? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
A.
As
he
passed
on, as of if not
hearing.
Oh.
She knows how to read.
She
Followed
him.
Continuing.
Well,
supplications.
And the
disciples.
They saw their master and treated her with indifference, and they therefore supposed that the prejudging of the Jews against the
prejudice
of the Jews against
the woman urged her case with increased earnestness, bowing at Christ's feet and crying, "Lord, help me." Jesus, still apparently rejecting her entreaties, according to the unfeeling prejudice of the Jews, answered, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." This was virtually asserting that it was not just too lavish the blessing brought to the favored people of God upon strangers and aliens from Israel. Next slide, please. Continuing, this answer would have utterly discouraged a less earnest seeker, but the woman saw that her opportunity had come. Beneath the apparent refusal of Jesus, she saw a compassion that he could not hide. "Truth, Lord," she answered, "yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Next slide, please.
While the children of the household eat at the father's table, even the dogs are not left unfed. They have a right to the crumbs that fall from the table, unboundedly supplied. So while there were many blessings given to Israel, was there not also a blessing for her? She was looked upon as a dog, and had she not then a dog claim to a crumb from his mouth?
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did the Savior say, in reply to the disciple's request, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel," an answer that appeared to be in accordance with the prejudice of the Jews? And what word did Jesus often tell them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, double up.
It was an
implied
rebuke to the disciples, which they
afterward
understood as reminding them of what he had often told them, and that he came to the world to save all who would.
So let's learn our first spirit of prophecy quote and song, dear ones, from the book Step to Christ and page 52.
Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at his feet in penitence, just as we are, just as we are. It is his glory to encircle us, encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, steps to Christ, page 52.
Amen. Welcome to all the brethren that are joining us in the room. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What was Jesus' response to the woman bowing at his feet, crying, "Lord, help me"? And why was he still
answered, "It was not meet to take the children's bread and
cast it to the dogs. It was according to the unfeeling prejudice of the Jews. And this was a virtually asserting that it was not just to lavish the blessings brought to the favored people of God upon strangers and aliens from aliens.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn another beautiful spirit of prophecy quote in song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book Ministry of Healing, page 58.
When every other voice is hushed and in quietness we wait, in quietness we wait before Him. The silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us, be still and know that I'm God. Ministry of Healing, page 58. Be still and know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the brethren that are joining us at this very moment. We have another question, dear ones. Did this answer utterly discourage her earnest seeking for His help? And why did she not become utterly discouraged? And what was...
The answer is no. The woman saw that her opportunity had come. Beneath the apparent refusal of Jesus, she saw a compassion that He could not hide. And truth, Lord, she answered, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Desire of Ages, page 401. Jesus had just departed from His field of labor because the scribes and Pharisees were seeking to take His life. They murmured and complained. They manifested unbelief and bitterness and refused the salvation so freely offered them. Here, Christ meets one of an unfortunate and despised race that has been favored with the light of God's word, and yet she yields at once to the divine influence of Christ. Continuing next slide. Continuing, and has implicit faith in His ability to grant the favor she asks. She begs for the crumbs that fall from the master's table. If she may have the privilege of a dog, she is willing to be regarded as a dog. She has no national or religious prejudice or pride to the influence, to influence her course, and she immediately acknowledges Jesus as the Redeemer and as being able to do all that she asks of Him. Desire of Ages, page 401, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. Did the scribes and Pharisees show the implicit faith that the Canaanite woman yielded at once to the divine influence of Christ? And how did she show an implicit faith in the Savior's ability to grant the favor she asked? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones. Bubble up.
No, the manifest unbelief and bitterness and refuse the salvation so freely offered them, and she is willing to be regarded as a dog. She immediately acknowledged Jesus as the Redeemer, as being able to do all that she asked of Him, able to do all that she asked.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6.
Yes.
Let us continue in our study.
The Savior is satisfied.
Satisfied.
He has tested her faith in him. By his dealings with her, he has shown that she who has been regarded as an outcast from Israel is no longer an alien, but a child of God's household. As a child, it is her privilege to share in the Father's gifts. Christ now grants her request and finishes the lesson to the disciples. Next slide, please.
He's returning to her with a look of greeting and love. He says, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. From that hour, her daughter became whole. The demon troubled her no more. The woman departed out, acknowledging her Savior and happy in the granting of her prayer.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. After the Savior's test of her faith in him was satisfied, how did he receive her and what did he say? One more. And what was the result of her being accepted as a child in God's household? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, buckle up.
With a look of pity and love, he says, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And Christ now grants her request and finishes the lesson to the disciples. From that hour, her daughter became whole. The demon troubled her no more. She departed acknowledging her Savior and happy.
Amen. So let's learn our last spirit of prophecy in song together. The ones from the book of Counsel to Parents, Teacher, and Student. And that is in page 233.
Rejoice in the Lord always, the Apostle Paul exhorts, and again I say rejoice, Philippians 4 verse 4. Whatever your disposition may be, God is able so to mold you, that it will be sweet and Christ-like. By the exercise of living faith, you can separate from everything that is not in accordance with the mind of God, and thus bring heaven into your life. Here below, believe this, you will have sunshine at every step. When the enemy seeks to enshroud the soul with darkness, sing faith and smile, faith, and you will find that you have some and talk yourself into the light. Counsels to Teachers, page 233.
Amen. Dear ones, I hope and pray that you were blessed by this particular study. It has a lot of meat and gems within it. Everyone that is willing to come to Christ for salvation can be able to do so. Just fix your eyes upon the price. And no matter what's going on in your surrounding, be like an evergreen tree. The evergreen is not affected by the environment. It is her roots where she gets her nourishment. So I hope and pray that you will be blessed by the study. And now we will ask all the little ones to come very close, because it's time for story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. I wasn't here to check the mic. My wife said she did it. It probably works. It's story time for October 29 of 2016. Our story this morning is about changes our empty lamps into full lamps. Now, what would that mean? It's like taking dead batteries out of your flashlight and putting live batteries in, I guess. Okay. Let every youth, boy and girl, consider Oh, I forgot the first verse here. Thank you. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Matthew 25:4. Let every youth, boy and girl, consider the parable of the 10 virgins. To consider it is to think about it. All had lamps, that is, an outward semblance of religion. They said they were religious. They went to church. But only 5 of them had the inward piety. They loved and obeyed God. 5 of them were wanting or lacking in the oil of grace. The free, undeserved love and favor of God. That's what grace is. We don't deserve it, but He gives it to us anyway. That is called grace. We have been have you been disobedient to mom and daddy and still they give you nice things? That's called grace. Now speaking of the 5 foolish virgins, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, was not abiding in their hearts. They didn't really love Jesus. They just went to church and said they did. Without the oil of grace, of what use was it to bear about a lamp or profession? Without the love of Jesus in their hearts, what good was it to go around saying, I'm a Christian? However high may be the profession, however high may be the position held by a professor of religion, a professor of religion says, I'm a Christian, whether he is or not. If the oil of grace is wanting or lacking, he has nothing with which to feed his lamp, and it cannot send forth clear, shining rays of light. The oil in the lamp is like batteries in your flashlight. Without them, your light will not shine. The reason why the bridegroom, that is Jesus, delays is because he is long-suffering or patient to usward, that means toward us, not willing that any should perish or die and be lost, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, the precious long-suffering of our merciful Savior. That means He loves us even though we are sinners. Oh, that each of the dear youth and children would appreciate the value of the soul that has been purchased at infinite cost on Calvary. Oh, that each one would place a proper estimate upon or understand the capabilities that have been given him of God. Capabilities are what God has made us able to do. Through Christ, you may climb the ladder of progress and bring every power under the control of Jesus. In spirit, in thought, in word, and in action, you may make manifest or show that you are moved by the Spirit of Christ. That means you do things because God asks you to. Now how does He ask? He tells us what He wants us to do in His Word, the Bible, and the Spirit of Prophecy. And your life may wield a power of influence over others. That means you'll be able to get others to listen to Jesus' words. We are living in altogether too solemn. The world is something missing here. Is it less? What does she have here? Too solemn a period. That's what fell out, I guess. We are living in altogether too solemn, and that means this is no time for foolishness. We must think and act like Jesus was coming tomorrow. Now, we are living in altogether too solemn a period of the world's history to be careless. Careless means I don't care, and neglect, negligence. Negligent means you aren't getting ready for Jesus' coming. You must pray, believe, and obey. In your own strength, you can do nothing. But in the grace of Jesus Christ, you can employ or use your powers in such a way as to bring the greatest good to your own soul and the greatest blessing to the souls of others. Lay hold of Jesus, and you will diligently work the works of Christ. That means you will do as Jesus would do if he were in your place, or if he were watching, because he is watching. And you will finally receive the eternal reward. What is the eternal reward? It's a home in heaven with Jesus. Sons and Daughters of God, page 118. The wise took no oil.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled Barriers Broken Down of our lesson book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the little ones, Mommy and Daddy, would like to have closing prayer, Bobola.
Father God, thank you for giving me faith to the youth that I am keeping Sabbath holy, and I hope that anyone will stop having good prayer, and I hope that anyone will have a consumption, and I hope that Mommy doesn't be sick, and I hope that Grandma doesn't be in trouble, and I hope that anyone will stop having some food, and I hope that people know how to make money, and I know, and I hope that anyone will stop having no problems, just me.
Father God, thank you for everything. Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for creating me, Father God. Thank you for preparing the food that we need and all the stuff that we need, Father God, and you said this.
Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, by God's grace, we will continue with part 3, and that will be November 5th, 2016. We hope and pray that all the dear family was blessed, and we also prepare activities for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that you all will sit and take some time in this particular study, especially for all the little ones that will have many pressures in school. And no matter what is going on in their surrounding, let them hold on to Jesus, for he's still listening and he's merciful and compassionate to your suffering. God bless each and every one. Have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.